Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful listeners. Today is February 24th, 2008, and we are doing a program on soul's purpose. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are a show that talks about not only information, but a place of clearing of blocks of information that we bring in with us. And this is also my anniversary show. I have now been, it's been 1 year. I've been doing this show for 1 year. And I really want to send a real thank you out to all those folks who have been loyal listeners who listen on a regular basis. And I want to send a thank you out to my friend and student, Nikki Lopresti, who is going to be with us tonight, and another student and friend, Lorraine Renshaw. And they are both in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But hello, girls. I won't call you girls. Everybody will get mad at me if I do that. I'll say ladies. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Donna?
Hello.
Good. That's Lorraine. And how you doing, Nikki?
Hi. Hi, Donna. Good.
Okay. Great. Well, it's interesting. You know, tonight, prior to the show, I went into the records, and I wanted to understand what is the soul's purpose of humanity. And so the way I'm going to start the show out tonight is I'm going to read to you and the listeners what came forward. And if you have any comments or questions, I know that you, Nikki and Lorraine, have opened your records before the show. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're curious about how to work with the Akashic Records or what the more information about the Akashic Records, you can certainly email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. Or you can go to the Akashic Record Consultants International website, that's arc-akashicrecords.org, and that would be a good place for you to start to research information about the Akashic Records. And you can just call me personally offline at 216-691-1233, and I'd be happy to share with you the information about the Akashic Records. Anyway, so the process that we use to open the records is a holy prayer, and the prayer is an actual vibrational key, and that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So what I did prior to coming on the air this morning, this evening rather, what I did is I went into the records, and the question I asked was, what is the soul's purpose of humanity? And if you'd bear with me, I'm going to actually read what came forward from the records. So the Akashic Records, the way they answered it, first of all, and this creates a dialogue because I'm going to say the Akashic Records, I'm going to say Donna, and then it'll go back and forth just for about a moment. So the Akashic Records said, humanity as a whole is responsible for melding with the Earth's energy in order to learn more about dimensions, levels of intelligence, intentions, and overall energetic exchanges between species. There have been many forms of humans and more than one type of Earth. There are other Earth-like planets in the cosmos at this time. All experiments of different sorts created by the Creator energy in partnership with guardian beings who guide, oversee, and in some cases, move and manipulate outcomes, much like a chessboard or a game board. Although the humans have free will, and they have free will choice, it is the choices that are governed by the Creator energies. And I questioned that. I said, what do you mean by governed? The Akashic Records answered by saying, there are many possibilities and probabilities in the cosmos, and the Creator energies open a variety of choices for the individual to be aware of based on their choice of essence of experience. The essence of experience is charted on the matrix, the web, or the grid, if you will, on which your soul's energy flows. That flow of energy creates outflowing energy patterns of possibilities. And your choices then fall into those lines or patterns. Each choice creates a new set of patterns or paths. which hold additional choices and choice paths. In your world, on your planet, no one can make a choice, any choice of any kind, that does not affect many others directly or indirectly. Not one. It is impossible. So it is true, what you choose for the multitudes. And so I thought that was very interesting. If you ladies have any comments on that? Are you there? Hello? Hello?
No, not at this time. I'm sorry, Donna. I was still writing down what you were saying.
You don't have to write what I'm saying. I already got it written down. So come to me, no dead air here. So do you have anything that spurs within you? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we really want you to call in with your questions this evening. Tonight is sole purpose questions. Also, though, you could certainly call in with other questions that you want. But we would definitely want you to either make comments on that or make or have a discussion with us. We would really love this. So feel free to give us a call. But do you folks have anything you'd like to share on what that brought up for you?
Well, Donna, then I have a further question. So that they're saying that, to clarify for the listener, so that these other governing creators that we're to understand that these are beings that are on other planets, life on other planets or in other dimensions?
Let me take a moment and listen to what they're saying on this as an answer. So, ladies and gentlemen, there might be a little bit of silence here, because that's a good question. The creator beings, if you will, the creator energies, are high vibrational beings. They're not necessarily other planetary forces. That's not to say that there are not dimensions and other environments. And you could say planets, but they're using the word environments, where other planetary beings do different types of observations for the sake of learning as well as guidance. So that there are other planetary beings in certain cases that are governing certain environments. At the same time, there are other planetary beings that have agreed to be spiritual guides for humans on this planet. So it's the answer to that question is yes and no.
Okay.
In other words, it's rather complex and it has to do with the way that the individual soul decides to incarnate into density. Now, this part's not written down, by the way. It has to do with the way the soul decides to incarnate into density at the time, and that's who then governs their patterns, if you will. Does that make sense to you? Lorraine or Nikki, did that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. Any questions around that?
So I don't know if this has been brought up recently. I know in classes of the Akashic Records. So we've learned that the Akashic Records were presented from two people on this planet from beings from the Pleiades.
Right.
Correct. So they would be one of the creative energies that would be observing or recording information as connected to the Akashic Records.
Well, that's true, but the Pleiadians, what they did were more like messengers. Because they were holding the energy and they brought it to the Mayans for the Mayans on this planet to be aware of the Akashic Records, and then it expanded beyond that. But the Mayans were not the only ones at the time that were given the information of the Akashic Records. What I'm hearing right now, Nikki, is that's the particular school of thought, or not thought, school of access that we use or that we have been trained in. But there are other ways of accessing the Akashic Records that people use, but the one that we, our school, if you will, is the one that uses the prayer with the vibrational key. And the Pleiadians are the ones that brought that to the Mayans.
Okay.
So the idea here that the Akashic Records are exclusive territory is a misnomer. It's not. It's open for all. But the accuracy is what is sometimes questioned about what comes forward from the records based on how someone accesses. So, for example, when you use the prayer that we have been taught to use, it's an access that takes, basically has the ability to take our ego out of it rather than like a closed eye meditation or something that is, let's say, I want to say less structured or less, it's not a ritual, but it's a action. So for example, for people to say, well, I drop into alpha and I'm there, that's less measurable than actually saying the prayer, being going into the prayer and feeling the shift opposed to other ways. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good time to give the phone numbers, because I don't know if we gave those at the beginning of the show so that people could call in and ask what is my life's purpose.
Well, great. Go ahead, Nikki. Do you have them in front of you, or do you need me to give them?
I have them in front of me.
Great.
If you would like to call in and ask us a question this evening, especially if you would like to ask what is my soul's purpose, that number to call toll-free is 877-86-5227. Or 888-815-9756. And if one of those lines are busy, you can call the direct line, 530-876-3222.
And our country code is 01. So, yeah, and there was like, I know that might be interesting for people to try to understand. In other words, like the Akashic Records, even though it is the book of life, if you will, or encompasses all, it is so vast, and it is so all-encompassing that it would be inappropriate to feel that there's only one way to access it. The difference between what we teach and other people teach is we teach the prayer and how to use the prayer, what to do with the energy, and how to access the energy, and what to do when you're in the energy, like asking these kinds of questions, you know, that can help people, or help the planet for that matter.
So if we're saying that the Akashic Records encompasses all, then it could potentially... it could record life on other planets, and that those other planets could have other ways of accessing the records as well.
Absolutely, that's true. It's absolutely true. It's not just other planets. It's other dimensions. It's the dimensions. That's what's even more interesting, is because we live in our realm, if you will. We think that we... what we see and feel is the only truth. And the reality is all of our environments are filled with different dimensions, with different activities going on at all times. It just has to do with what we can see and what we can't see.
Right. Right.
Oops, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yes.
And who is this?
My name's Dean.
Say again.
Dean?
Is that with the G?
No, Jean, G-E-A-N.
Oh, Jean. Hi, Jean. Where are you calling from?
Dean with a D.
Oh, Dean with a D.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, now we got your name. That's great. That's important.
Okay,
where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, wonderful. How can we help you this evening?
I want to see if you could tell me what my sole purpose was.
Okay, and you're, what city in Colorado are you calling from?
Denver.
Denver. And have you listened before?
Yeah, I've listened probably about a month ago.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're glad that you came back. Okay, Dean. Let me just go in, talk to Nikki for a minute, and let's see what's going on with Dean from Denver, Colorado, okay? All right. Oh, okay, so actually, it popped right in here. How do you like that? The first thing that I'm getting, Dean, is one of the things that's important for you is to be a teacher. Now, I don't know what you do for a living, but what I'm hearing is that people really are very attracted to observing you from a place of strength. It's as if they watch the way you react to things, and they move into that almost that energy. So a strong theme in your life is teaching people not only from your words but from your actions. Can you identify with that?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and so it's really about expanding your knowing from a place of real confidence. It's going to be real important that you know. And it's also going to be really important that you understand that it's very much about what we were saying earlier about the choices you make for the multitudes, because people are very much aware of how you react to things. And you teach people, again, as I said, more, just as much by your actions as by your words.
Right. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. Oh, may I ask what you do for a living?
Well, right now I'm managing an apartment complex, but I'm sort of an entrepreneur. I just do a few different businesses that I'm involved in.
Well, then it would make very, very much sense that what you're doing is in alignment with what people are watching you then.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people do watch me very closely, and like you said, they act according to my example.
Right, but I'm also getting that you're a metaphysical teacher of some kind. Do you teach yoga? Do you teach metaphysics or meditation, or are you a realist? Do you read a lot? What's going on with that?
Well, not formally, I don't. I mean, I've been studying metaphysics for probably close to 30 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been meditating about 30 years, but I'm not a formal teacher of any one thing. But you know, I'm on the path to mastery, and I I'm a light worker, and I try to live by that example, and do what a master would do as much as possible. Because I know
right.
that what I do and what I think affects everyone around me, and so that's what I try to do.
What about that journal that you're writing?
I'm not writing a journal.
Well, no, you've been writing something. That's what I'm hearing. That either that you have been or you should be.
Well, maybe I should be.
Uh-huh.
I
like insights that you've been receiving, just writing down information.
I find writing very tedious, and it's really hard for me to do. I mean, I'm really a pretty good writer, but it's so hard for me to do because... It's so hard for me to do just because it's so tedious to write.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I'm a good writer, but I haven't been writing that I know.
Well, maybe this is your little nudge to try it again. You know, you don't have to write it if you don't want to. You could always talk into a tape recorder and have somebody else transcribe it for you.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would write about.
Yeah, well, next time you go into meditation, you might want to ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, you know a lot.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Right. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to share with Dean at this time?
No.
Later.
No. Sorry, no.
I guess it was me. Okay. All right, Dean. What other questions can we answer for you? Anything else?
Well, I'm thinking of getting into building. Built construction in different areas, different countries, and I just wondered if that was a good area direction for me to go.
Well, I don't like to. We don't consider ourselves psychics, but the idea here is that were those like third world countries?
Well, Mexico, Canada. No, not really third world countries.
Okay. I don't know what this means, but the first thing I heard when you asked was something about Sri Lanka. I don't know what that. I just show up and do what I'm told. So you may want to check that one out. Maybe it's just a visit. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really more along the lines of: does this make your heart sing? Is this what you want to do? Is that the way you want to be of service?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting clearer and clearer on. Is that I need to do what I really feel, what I have a passion for.
Right.
So I'm getting a little bit more clarity on that as time
Good.
Goes on.
Well, great. I'm so glad you called in. You know, and again, if you would, you know, like to talk privately, we could certainly do that. Or if you just want to, next time, I'm coming to Denver whenever I get invited. So anybody who wants to invite me to Denver, I'd love to come.
Okay. So. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. I have prayer. I travel where I'm invited. So, you know, I do lectures and workshops teaching people how to access their own records. So I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, I'd love to learn how to do that, too.
Well, and the other thing is I'm going to be teaching in Cleveland. I'm going to be teaching in Kentucky and in California. And, again, if you would like to be on my email list, please email me your information, and I will keep you apprised of what's going on. Okay?
All right.
Do you have my email address?
Pardon me?
Do you have my email address?
No, what's that?
It would be info, I-N-F-O,
mm-hmm.
at Akashic Wisdom, a.k.a. S-H-I-C, Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, and that's .com. Info
okay.
at akashicwisdom.com. So if you just email me, I'll put you on my email list.
All right, I'll do that.
Great. Well,
thanks,
gee, thanks for calling in. Was
thank
this
you.
Helpful?
Yes.
Good. All right, well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
So have you been thinking a little bit more about what we were talking about earlier or getting any insights that you'd like to share?
Well, I think for a lot of people, they have difficulty taking what exists for them right now and processing it in a meaningful way. So I was wondering if we could ask, based on the information you gave us, how can we take our life as it exists now and find the meaning and the purpose, our soul's purpose, or the soul's purpose for humanity in the work we are currently doing, whatever.
Oh, that's a great question. And I want to answer that question, too. And I know that the records do, too. We have another caller, but can you write that question down?
Yes.
Well, I mean, because that's a great question. Okay. Good question, Lorraine. Thank you. Hi, caller.
Hi, my name is Christine. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, first-time caller. Great,
first-time
Christine.
First-time listener
welcome.
Also. I really like your show already.
Thank you. Have you listened before?
No, this is the first time I found it in one of the brochures I was reading this afternoon.
One of your brochures? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Where'd you find that brochure?
At the Theological Society.
Really? What city?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
It's called Balanced Living.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I'm in Cleveland. That's where I'm calling from.
That's where I'm from, too.
Well, good. Okay, Chris. Is it Christine or Christina?
Christine.
Okay. How can we help you?
I'd like to know what my soul purpose is.
Okay.
I've already been drawn to so much things already. I am a Reiki master, and I'm also a light worker, but I'm, like, drawn to everything, and I just keep following, you know, the path that I'm supposed to be shown.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Christine. Let me just take a moment here.
I'm nervous. I never did this before.
Say again?
I said I'm nervous. I never did this before.
Well, I've never done it with you before either, so I guess we're even.
That's good.
and so the reason there's a silence is because what I need, I tell you what I think they're talking about. I wait for the master's teachers and loved ones, the Akasha,
right, to
come forward, and I tell you exactly what I hear.
Okay.
So, or see, or sometimes feel, but I will tell you the person that shows up is that there's a great amount of energy coming from your hands.
Yeah, that's my Reiki.
Yeah, but there's more, it's more than just Reiki.
Okay.
It's bigger than Reiki because what I'm hearing is it's intelligent energy.
Okay.
So, for example, I myself and Nikki and Lorraine also work with a thing called Matrix Energetics.
Okay.
But it's about that when you do Reiki on someone, there's information that transfers not only to them, but you receive information from that energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of. Because
I do
distance attunements, and the people tell me that they can see what I'm seeing, or they can feel what I'm feeling, like put themselves where I am.
Right. And so the idea here is it's really about expanding what makes your heart sing, but it's also the idea of working with energy is very important. But and you know this, the next thing they're showing me are plants. Do you work with plants?
I Reiki my garden.
Oh, well, that's what it is. Okay. Okay.
Our garden never grew. We have that Ohio clay soil.
Uh-huh.
And nothing would ever grow in it. And this summer I Reiki'd it, and it bloomed massively and beautifully.
Well, one of the things you may want to experiment with or consider is using that talent or that ability or that gift to help people with their land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, and so it's really would be something for you to explore, because notice how your body feels with that prospect.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is it seemed to come alive.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I feel better when I'm helping things and helping animals and plants and people. It's just...
Right, but there seems to be a real affinity between you and the earth. And plants. And
my mother
always
said I was a child of the universe.
Yes, well, that's certainly clear. You know, so that's something you may want to focus on. But what's important for you to understand is in your journey, on your journey, that if there's nothing wrong with you being drawn to that which you are curious about.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with you not finishing what you're curious about.
Okay.
Because whatever you're curious about, and then you lose, you may lose interest. You've already gotten what you needed from that exploration.
Okay.
So, and that's really something that everybody needs to know, that you're drawn to something until you receive what you need, and then many times the information or the interest drops off, and you say, you know, you hear your parents' voice saying, "You've always got to finish what you start." Well,
yeah.
You know. You don't. You're an adult. You get to choose what you finish and what you don't.
Okay.
And there's no reason for pushing yourself, because what that does is it creates more patterns of anger itself.
Right.
And shame, and we don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So, is that helpful?
Yes, it helped a lot. Because my mom, she's just, we talked a bit about how my hands are, and they're just so different. I end up like sometimes when people are sick, I tend to, before the Reiki, I would absorb their illness.
Right.
I would get sick, and nobody knew why. And when I got into the Reiki, it was good because with the Reiki, I can take it and I can put it back out there instead of keeping it in.
Right. Do you want some information about why you do that?
Yes, I would love that.
One of the reasons you're absorbing energy is because it's an old paradigm that in this particular lifetime you brought forward in order to release.
Okay.
The old paradigm of healing was to absorb the illness and then move it through the healer's body into the earth. And sometimes, depending on what was going on, the illness or the pain or whatever would get stuck in that healer's body, and this is, I'm talking about many lifetimes ago.
Right.
That what happened is that they would die young or release or go from the planet young because they would be carrying such a degree of excess energy or excess, and it was misaligned energy. That's what they were carrying it off. And so when you're working with someone, it's going to be real important that you set the intention prior to working with them.
Okay.
It's a conscious setting of the intention of when you prepare your room with your sacred space and your meditation and calling in the light, etc., when you prepare your space.
Right.
It's very important that you set the intention to be able to allow energy to move where it needs to move. It does not have to move through you.
Okay.
You do not have to receive it. You just have to be able to be a witness for it to allow itself to be there. In other words, like you don't have to channel energy to be able to be effective.
Okay. That's good to know. I always wondered why I did that. Even my mom wonders. Like my son would get a sinus infection. I'd put my hand on his head to feel his fever. And within instantly, I had a sinus infection, and he was clearing up within a couple hours, and it was like,
yeah, you were suffering.
I don't know why I did it.
but know that you can have the intention of transformational work within your hands.
Well, I noticed I could still do that. That's what scared me, because I had a sick dog.
Yeah.
And he was real sick. He got sick from one of those sleep products. And I was doing Reiki on him, and it wasn't helping. And I knew the only way of helping him was to absorb it. So I took it on in the morning. I woke up with the taste of, like, the smell of the flea medication in my mouth. But he was much better, and he made it because the vet didn't think he was going to survive.
Right. But know now you don't have to do that.
Right.
You can literally lift it off the individual and send it to the earth without it going through your body. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Does healing the land also mean like working in people's houses with negative energies?
Working in people's houses for what? I didn't hear that.
With negative energies. I just,
sure.
I'm a spirit, I've been into spirit rescue also. I just finished a class on it. That's why I asked you, because you said about the land. I was wondering about people's houses with negative energy also.
Yes, but it's again, and you want to be very aware of how you move that energy so that it does not move through you.
So it doesn't come back. Okay.
Yeah, well, so it doesn't move through you, nor does it follow you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say that.
No, I've had them following me since I was like 5 years old.
And you can create columns of light with that. You know, you can create columns of light wherever you are.
Okay.
And just create the columns of light and say, you know, that your intention is to send anything that is with you to the light.
Okay.
Here's that column of light. You can put the columns of light in front of every window or every door of your home, or if you're walking and you feel like something else is with you that doesn't need to be there, you can just stop and say, I lovingly show you the light, and literally in your mind's eye and from your heart create the column of light, you know, a good distance of way for them to go and move into that light.
And like you said, and allow them to go through and not stay.
Exactly.
So that's why they're staying, because I'm not giving that intention that they have to go instead of me keeping them here.
You don't. Typically, when beings will come and attach, they're attracted to your light.
Right.
And so by giving them another choice of a column of light to go to, your intention of love by creating that column of light will allow them to move through it. to it.
Thank you. That helps
a
lot.
Yeah, you're
welcome. And when are you going to be in Cleveland?
I live in Cleveland.
Well, I mean, when do you have a workshop?
I'm going to have a workshop in Cleveland teaching people how to access their own records next month.
Okay.
On the 15th and 16th. Let me just get that date. Yeah, it's the 15th and 16th of March.
Okay.
I'm going to be in University Heights, actually. I don't know where you live in Cleveland, but...
Old Brookline.
Okay, well, that's okay. You're still only half an hour away.
Okay.
Yeah, but the 15th and 16th, and so if you email me, Christine,
okay,
to email you and put you on my list and give you all the information.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. You were very helpful.
Good, good. And tell your friends. We love to have.
Oh, believe
Cleveland
me,
folks
I will.
Listening.
I'm gonna pass it. I'm gonna pass the web address around for the radio because this is just wonderful.
Oh yeah, great radio station. BBS is the best.
I'm finding
Absolutely.
That out.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay, bye-bye. Hey there, Nikki and Lorraine, let's get to your question. That was a great question, Lorraine.
Okay.
All right, so let's repeat the question, and we'll go there.
Okay, based on the original question, what is this?
Whoops, I have another caller, so we have to do that first, sorry. Hi,
I'm
caller.
Sorry to interrupt, Donna.
Yes, it is. Who's this?
My name's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've been trying to get through for about 2 weeks now. I finally made it.
Oh, great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Have you listened to the program before?
Yes, twice. I emailed you a couple times. You even tried to get through last week, but I kind of nodded off a little bit and missed the last end of it.
I got it. Oh, I remember. Well, good. How can we help you tonight, Michael?
Well, you know, I like to see if my past lives, how do I say it? I feel like a sailboat without any sails. I just don't know where to go. I'm not connected. Any kind of insight you can give me at all would just be helpful.
Okay. I'm trying to get you, I want to get back to your email that you gave me.
Oh.
Because I had your full legal name, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I thought so. And it started with an M, didn't it? Was it something about mushroom or something?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, probably so. Like Mushroom Man at Kochigo or something along
that line.
Oh, that's
okay. All I need is the mushroom. Yeah,
okay.
Let me see if we got that. No? Okay, wait a minute here. Because I wanted to get I know that we have it, so I wanted to get your full legal name since we have it. So just hold, give me a minute here, and let's see if I can find it. All right, let me just. No.
If you look
oh,
under. Oh,
here it is. I got it. I got it. I think I got it. Wait, just give me a second. Oh, no. Wait a minute here. Yeah. Wait, let me just see. Okay, I got it. I've got your name. Okay.
Oh,
all right, so we want to understand, and I'm not going to say your name on the air.
Okay.
See, ask the question again, and I'll plug your name into it.
I guess my question would be, I understand that we come here with our past lives behind us, and we bring some of that with us, and, you know, I'm hoping that I can be guided a little bit on, you know, what I'm supposed to do, or am I getting that across to what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but I don't know that it has anything to do with the past life, honey.
Okay. All right, I see what you're saying.
There's like, are you just asking about what your soul's purpose is in this lifetime? Or are you asking about what past life?
I would rather know my soul's purpose in this lifetime.
Yeah, okay. All right, so... So we want to understand what Michael.
I'm embarking. I'm kind of embarking on something that I feel is very important.
Yeah.
And I want a little bit of guidance on. I just kind of want to know anything, you know, anything at all.
Well, what's the really the most important thing that you have to understand about feeling disconnected, Michael, is it has more to do with your there seems to be some type of it's interesting, it's coming up as a fear of completion. Is there something that you were supposed to complete that you didn't, that you feel bad about?
Well, Donna, my entire life, I feel like that my job is to actually start completing things. And
okay.
It's been bothering me every other day. I feel that since I was a child, you know, I never complete things. You need to start completing things. And yet when I get close, I pull away. And this project that I'm starting, I don't want to repeat that same mistake, you know?
Sure. But what you have to understand is now that you're an adult, it's going to be very important that you get clear as to what why it is that you want to complete this. And what's being said is, when you're looking at this project, are you involved in the project because you think you should be involved? Are you trying to please someone else? Or is this because this project really makes your heart sing?
You know, I'm going to have to say a little bit of both there. I think it's extremely important for me to follow through with it. It does make my heart sing, and I want to bring other people to open their eyes and see what I'm doing in hopes that maybe they'll consider doing the same thing. By doing the project that I'm working on, I'm trying to show society that there's a better way to live, you know, and I just need to complete this. No matter what, it needs to be completed. So it's hard for me to get the words out, I guess.
So the idea here is that what's going to be very important is for you to really get clear that whatever has happened in the past no longer has a hold on today.
Yeah.
And so the idea of the completion, it's what I was saying earlier, is that many times when you don't complete something, it's because you've gotten what you've needed out of it. And when it loses interest, it's time for you to move on. And it's good. And what I'm also hearing is that you've worked your whole life gathering information so that you could complete this project.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, the same thoughts were going through my mind. I was telling my wife, it seems like I sucked up as much knowledge as I can for just this one thing right now, and I've got to do it. I can't walk away from it. And
right. Now, notice
funny.
How your body felt when that information came to you.
It's hard to say. Excited, so excited that sometimes my hands would shake.
Yes. And so the idea is that what I'm getting is that a bag of rocks was literally taken off your back.
Yeah.
That you can stand up, and reach for the sun, you know, for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like I'm doing with this.
And you need to continue that.
Thanks.
And you may want to know, again, I don't know if you've, but you, just for your information, is something that I do privately, is I help entrepreneurs and business people create businesses through the Akashic Records.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, you know, that might be something you want to explore, you know, offline, privately.
Okay, I'll definitely get in touch with you. I was planning on it, and, you know, I go through Ohio a lot, and so I'm going to see if I can't make arrangements to get up there in Cleveland. I believe you said the 15th and 16th?
That's right. That's when I'm doing the workshop, and that includes a one-hour consultation, so... You know, if that's something that is important to you, let me know that, you know, I can certainly email you information about it, and that includes a one-hour consultation, and I can show you how to work with the Akashic Records for your, with your business.
Well, you know, you can count on it.
Okay, great.
All right.
I will definitely email you. I'm glad it was helpful.
Oh, it was very helpful. And thank you so much for your time. You're doing good work out there.
Well, thank you. Tell your friends, you know. We stay afloat for folks who listen. That's great.
All right, well, you have yourself a good evening.
You too. Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Okay, Lorraine, are you there still? Are you sleeping?
we're here. All right, so based on the original question that was, what is the soul's purpose for humanity, I just want to ask, because we're all currently doing what we're doing, how can we find the meaning in what we're doing, and how can we find our soul's purpose in what we're currently doing that would also achieve the soul's purpose for humanity?
And you're talking about for humanity in general, not necessarily just yourself. Is that correct?
No. Yes, that's correct. And this is a question for everyone, really, in a sense that each and every one of us already has a job. You know, we're already employed in some way, or we perform some function. So how can we find meaning in what we're currently doing that
mm-hmm.
would deliver that the sole purpose for humanity in the sense of the bigger mind.
Okay. All right. We have another caller here. So I think we're going to do this question next week. That sounds like a good idea because we may end up working to the end of the program. But let me take care of this caller and see. Let's see what we got going. Okay, Lorraine. This is a wonderful that premise. Is what we should really do a whole program on.
Okay.
Okay, so just hold for a minute. Caller, you're on the line. How are you?
Hello, Donna. This is Carmel. How are you?
Oh, Carmel, how are you? Oh, my goodness gracious. You're such a sweetie. Thanks for listening.
Not a problem. Actually, I don't stay up this late normally, but I did today just so that I could catch you.
Oh, God bless you. Carmel, everybody, is from Minnesota, and she was one of my students in Minnesota, and she has been very patient about me getting back to her. So I'm glad you called in.
Not a problem.
How can we help you tonight?
This is what I'm listening to your program talking about soul's purpose. And when I took the Akashic Records, I had a very clear, strong direction about what my purpose was. But now
okay.
that I've gotten away from it, and I've got, I'm a tax preparer, and it's tax season. And
uh-huh.
it's like I go from work to work, and by the time I come home, I try to get into the Akashic Records, and I end up falling asleep. So I'm trying to get back in to find out what my purpose is and to figure out which path I'm supposed to go. Does that make sense?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's going to be real important, Carmel, for you to stop beating yourself up so much.
Okay.
That's the first thing that's coming. Because you're dancing as fast as you can right now, it's really about understanding that possibly the weekends are the only time that you have to even give yourself 10 minutes of introspection. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but, you know, I'm thinking... Won't I lose it then? Because I can't concentrate long enough to get in.
Well, it's not about concentrating. So you don't have to, remember, when you open your records, you don't have to do anything.
True.
All you have to do is get into your sacred space, and I'm not going to give instructions about the prayer right now, but you
right.
know what you have to do when
right.
to open the records with your prayer. But it's about just getting into your sacred space, doing what you're taught to do with prayer, okay? And then moving into that energy. And if other thoughts come, write them down. Don't fight them. Don't fight them. And if you can't focus when you're saying the prayer, it's about just really lovingly asking, please move me over. I want to focus on the prayer. And then take every word by itself. And read it specifically. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do understand, yes.
And so it's like it's not, you don't want to rush to get into the records. You don't want to rush with the prayer. You want to be able to say the words, each one, so that you, it's like, remember I was telling you it's a combination lock. And so you can, if you're doing a combination lock, you can do that combination lock slowly. And that's what's going to help you focus.
Okay. And then,
okay, and so the other piece is that working with the Akashic Records is not necessarily stuff that you can do down and dirty. Okay, I've got to get this answer now, boom, 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 okay, I'm out. It's about really taking the time to listen, and it's also taking the time to allowing your voice to be heard within the records.
Okay, on that note then.
Go ahead.
Let me get this out. On that note, I think I'm losing confidence as far as am I hearing my head or am I hearing
the
record? Am I feeling the right thing?
Right.
I'm getting confused. I guess my confidence is I don't know which one I'm hearing right.
So here's your barometer. If it feels loving, it's the records. If it feels critical, it's you.
Okay, well, yeah, that did it.
That's pretty simple, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That was just like a slap upside the head. Yeah, okay.
It's the one thing about the records. They're really clear, you know. It's like, boom, okay. And so the idea, if it turns out that it is you, ask them to move you over.
Move me over.
Yeah, just move me over so I can hear you.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Just move me over so I can hear you. And if, in fact, there's critical or there's feeling of frustration or there's anger or whatever coming forward within when you're working in your records, it's really going to be important for you to understand that that piece that's coming forward is a gift. Don't push away from it. It's a gift because that's your question. What you open the records with and you started out as a question is not the real issue. The issue is for you to go deep into that anger, frustration, or whatever that's pulling your attention so that you can clear it so you can go deeper into the records.
Okay.
So if you're in the records and or you open the records and all of a sudden you're feeling this real huge frustration, instead of saying, oh, I can't do this, darn it, I can't focus, all that does is it makes it bigger. Instead, it would be, wow, that's an interesting feeling. Talk to me about why I'm feeling that right now. And just take a deep breath and listen.
Okay.
You see the difference in the vibration there?
Yes. I do, yes.
And so what you want to do is look at everything as a gift and go deeper into what you're hearing, seeing, feeling. So that you explore you. That's the whole point of working in the records, is to explore you.
Okay.
Okay?
So
just for your own information, because we're going to have to cut off here soon.
Oh, okay.
Because we have to stop at a certain time here because of the program. What I want to tell you is I'm going to be emailing people. We're going to do a level one in tune-up. So where everybody gets on a phone, and what you might want to do is buy a phone card, okay? And we'll do an hour or two on the phone of a level one tune-up, and I'll take everybody's questions.
I could probably help you with that, to set up a conference call that everybody could call in toll-free.
Oh, then then that's good. I would like that. That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Donna. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Carmel. Thanks for being patient, and if you, again, email me your times, and tomorrow evening I won't be available, but possibly over the next few days I would be.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so we have a wonderful question to start off next week's program. Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
it's been a wonderful program. We've had such great call-ins. But I really love that question so much that I want to really start out with that before we do anything. Will you, and you know what? We're going to be together next week.
That's right. So
we're all going to be in Baltimore together. So we can actually get on the phone in my hotel room or somebody's hotel room, and we'll just go ahead and start it off with that. How about that?
Sounds like a fun time.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for listening to Akashic Wisdom. I want to thank Nikki Lopresti and Lorraine Renshaw for being my sidekicks on tonight's program and adding their energy. It was wonderful. Just as a comment, Lorraine is a wonderful yoga teacher in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Lorraine, do you want to give your phone number so if anybody wants a consultation or yoga, they can contact you?
412-605-2404. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And Nikki, do you want to give your number so in case somebody wants to do a consultation with you, they can?
Sure. It's 216-374-2906.
Cool. And then again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to me offline, you can call me 24 hours a day. If I don't answer the phone, you can leave a message at 216-691-1233. I thank you so much for all of your love and support this past year. We are on to bigger and better things. July Ostar is coming on from the Nuberian Council. We're going to be talking about 2012 in the next upcoming weeks, and I can't wait to talk to y'all. So we're going to close out this program by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of this program are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. And may you, amen. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.